This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The pitch to Semien, swung on, and a drive hit to left field. Chases the left fielder back to the wall. It is history. Semien just clears that 19-foot-high wall. He's homered for the second straight day and for the 12th time this year. Make it 5-1, Rangers.
The Hall of Famer Eric Nadell with the call on your home for Rangers baseball. 5-1 over the Astros. They take 2 of 3. They win back-to-back series. One game under 500 with the All-Star break upon us. 8.5 games back in the West. Let's talk about it with Baseball Insider, Hockey Insider as well. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, John Morosi on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, man. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Doing great, Sean and RJ. Great to be with you. Happy All-Star break. Derby tonight, All-Star game tomorrow. And hey, when the Rangers are just one game under 500 in the American League of 2025, they are in it, my friends. They are in contention. Oh yeah. Yeah. If you are within range of 500 in the American League right now, I mean, you just look at the mathematics of things and where the Red Sox are. The Red Sox are playing pretty good baseball, to be fair. But the Red Sox are playing good ball. The Mariners are there on the fringe of things in terms of the wild card picture. And I think that the Rangers are still one of those teams that will look for reasons to buy instead of look for reasons to sell. The teams that are on the fence in a lot of ways this time of year, I really think there are two kinds of teams. Those that look to sell, like the Marlins will look to sell. The Cardinals, they may actually look to buy John Mozeliak's final year. The point is, I think there are certain teams that tend to lean one way or the other. And Chris Young, just his competitiveness, it's the World Series champion from 2 years ago. I just think this team is going to look for reasons to buy and not sell.
What are you looking to buy if you're CY, and who are some possible names that could fit in those categories?
I still think that bullpen is where I would focus, and maybe getting another starting pitcher as well. I think pitching in general is where I would allocate my effort. Here's why you look at the lineup. To me, the reemergence of one player has changed everything, and that's Semien. Semien, when he was really struggling, batting down in the lineup and just trying to figure out, okay, where are we going with him and what can you expect from him? What he's done over the last month or so in terms of now being able to bat third again, you've got Seager back in the lineup every day, starting to look and feel more like the lineup of the team that won the World Series. Now, they're not quite all the way back to that level, let's be fair, but they're at least a competent major league lineup now. and Semien changes everything. I don't have it off the top of my head right now, but I would bet if you looked at the Rangers' record when Marcus Semien scores a run versus when he doesn't, that tells you the whole story of their season. And right now he's looking like himself again. And so I think you look at the pitching side of things, that certainly the Malley injury is a real one and a concern that you look at. You probably have to maybe get a little more starting pitching help if you're going to make a run at this thing. So I would say focus on rotation plus bullpen. And there are guys out there. Look, there are, you look at the White Sox, they're certainly open to move guys. Adrian Hauser is a name there. Edmon Marquez with the Colorado Rockies in terms of starting pitchers. Bullpen, you've got the Twins. I think they're a team, by the way, that probably right now will look for reasons to sell because they've got, I think they're just, they're not a competitive team right now in the American League Central. Tigers have a big, comfortable lead. So in the starting rotation, someone like a Joe Ryan is going to be one of the top names out there. In the bullpen, Yoan Duran, Griffin Jacks. I mean, there are some legit names out there from those clubs. I think you look at the Royals, someone like a Chris Bubich, who, by the way, you would have not just for this year, but next year too. So I think really it comes down to how much do the Rangers want to invest in terms of the prospect capital, but the names are all out there. Teams like the Marlins are going to sell. It's going to be an active deadline, even though right now it seems like it's been quiet.
John Morosi, MLB Network, joining us here, 105 through the Fan. Do the Rangers have the philosophy you think, and is this kind of the philosophy around the sport where this is a team with Eovaldi and DeGrom at the top of the rotation that just get them into the playoffs and they've got that puncher's chance kind of thing because of those two at the top of the
list? This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Other rotation.
Yes, RJ, that's exactly how I look at it. And remember, you go into that, let's assume they're a wild card team. It's probably a pretty safe assumption. If they're in the playoffs, mm-hmm. they're not going to be the division champion with one of the two best records. So that means they're going to be in that best of three wild card series. We saw them obviously handle that quite nicely in the year that they won the World Series. And in some ways, having the healthy DeGrom really, really changes the dynamic a little bit. He's been so much fun to watch. I remember we had an MLB Network showcase game in Arlington earlier this year. I got a chance to watch DeGrom face Hunter Brown of the Astros. And I think basically the game was over by the time I sat down to get my scorecard ready because both of them were just working so fast and so efficient. I mean, Jake looks like himself again. And that, I remember I was talking to some Mets people about him, just how amazing it is to see someone who's been a Hall of Fame type pitcher be back in terms of just the action on his stuff. He is so much fun to watch. DeGrom at his peak has been one of the most dominant pitchers I have ever seen in my career covering baseball. And this year he's back to being that type of pitcher. It is a lot of fun to see what he can do. And I agree, Eovaldi, these are two guys that have been in the playoffs. They know what to expect. If I'm a team that even has home field advantage there, let's say I'm the Yankees and I'm facing the Rangers, I would not feel great about that matchup if I'm the New York Yankees facing the Rangers with those two guys leading the way in the rotation.
Bigger all-star injustice. Of course, DeGrom is not going to actually pitch in the all-star game. Bigger all-star injustice. Eovaldi not making it or Mizorowski making it?
Great question. I think, I'll say Eovaldi not making it because I believe that not only is he a all-star for this year, but he is one of those guys that has been consistently great year after year after year. And I'm not saying he deserves that emeritus status where guys keep getting voted in, but he has done it many, many times. It's interesting. I was asked a question yesterday. Does Mizorowski deserve the all-star selection? The answer is no, he doesn't deserve it.
Right.
It's also not his fault, by the way. Right. And I think that we can say two things. I think that it's in some way, people are entranced by this, by the velocity, and we love seeing it. And wouldn't it be fun? Let's just say he comes in out of the pen and he faces Aaron Judge. We might say that he doesn't deserve the selection, but you know what? I'm going to watch that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it. And we all want to see that. So on some level, he doesn't deserve it, but I am okay with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, let's remember what the All-Star Game still is. It is a show. Gone are the days when it was the American League, National League, serious rivalry. We got to crush them to defend our pride in the Rose-Fosse collision. That's old-time stuff. This is a show. You're going to have players mic'd. There's going to be fun stuff. This is to kind of broaden the tent of baseball fans and bring people in. We can bemoan the fact that that's what it is, but that's what it is. And we have to, I think, acknowledge that, make our peace with it. And so while Mizorowski doesn't, quote-unquote, deserve it, I'm fine with him being in it because it's a show, and I really appreciate the show mm-hmm. aspect of what the All-Star Game is.
John, second half of the year, are the MVPs, assuming there's no major injuries or collapses by Shohei and Judge, are they the MVPs, or is there a chance that Raleigh or somebody else sneaks in?
Oh, sure, there's a chance for Raleigh. If Raleigh hits 60 homers and helps the Mariners make the playoffs, he's the MVP in my estimation. Because he's already having, RJ, the best power-hitting season for a catcher, at least the first half.
Yeah.
From home run production standpoint, that we have ever seen, ever. And he's playing the most demanding position on the field, the one for which, at least in my estimation, I have always given a little bit of a boost, whether it's MVP voting, Hall of Fame voting. It is the most demanding position physically on the field. And look at how many games that Raleigh is playing. And even though some of them are as a DH, the reason why he's so valuable and how they're making it work, he still is carrying the fatigue of the catching position up to the batter's box with him every time he's even the DH. It's a vocation. It's like a calling to be a catcher. And so when that is your identity and you're hitting upwards of 55 or even 60 home runs, guys, and by the way, you're catching a staff that is not easy to catch. It has been by and large a very good staff, but no catcher, no one who's ever actually put on the gear and put on a catcher's glove would say, yeah, it's easy to catch Brian Wu, or it's easy to catch Gilbert or Kirby. These guys have amazing, devastating action stuff, which is, it's maybe fun to catch from a competitive standpoint, but it takes a toll on your body because that left hand of his is just getting a thud about 125, 30 times a game, okay? That's not easy. Right. So I just think that you put him on a different scale than any other position. And for me, if he hits 55 dingers and especially if the Mariners make the playoffs, I think he's the MVP.
You did a podcast recently with the great Adrian Beltre. What did you get from Adrian with your sit down?
Yeah, a great conversation. And a couple of things that stood out to me about his journey. He shared what it was like, certainly going through the 2011 World Series and the emotions and thinking about, you're thinking you're going to be a World Series champion. And then, of course, we understand what happened in Game 6. He spoke about that devastation. And he also spoke about, and this is an interesting part of the conversation that I didn't necessarily expect. When he left the Dodgers and signed with the Mariners, he said that he never wanted to leave LA, never wanted to leave the Dodgers to begin with. He signs this, at the time, I think it was the largest free agent deal in the history of the Mariners. Certainly changes his family's future, all those important things. But he said that for the first several weeks after signing the deal, he barely slept. Didn't have a good night of sleep because he regretted the decision right away.
Wow.
And he said it took him a while to make his peace with it and to feel comfortable. And he said that was the hardest year of his career was 05 in Seattle because it was the first time he felt like baseball was a job. And he said that year kind of took the love of the game away from him. And then you think about, and he was describing some of his relationships since then. He talked about the importance of finding joy in the game. We think about Beltre, immediately we imagine him back and forth with Felix Hernandez and goofing around with Elvis.
Yeah.
Those are like 3,000 hits, but those are the things that I think about. And he basically said he had to get back to being that person by being Felix's teammate and then eventually his opponent. And then with the way that Elvis brought out that personality from him when he was playing with the Rangers, how important that was in the success of his career. So I loved how he described the importance of having fun with the game as being so essential to his success. I've always enjoyed Adrian, one of my favorite players to be around. Elite competitor, as we all know, but someone who really just gave his heart and soul to the game and is a very deserving Hall of Famer.
Man, it's wild, because when he got here, you know, Selig was like kind of questioning the move. You'd never hear a commissioner do that. But he wasn't a Hall of Famer when he got here. And it's nope. he had such a late kick to his career. You never see that outside the PED era.
Right. No, it's an excellent point. And I think that you're right that Texas is where he became a Hall of Famer. That 1 year in Boston was unique because he goes there. He had to sign the 1 year deal. He put up some great numbers. I tend to think that he would have been a Hall of Famer if he had stayed in Boston and signed his next big contract in Boston. But I really think that Texas, that team, being in the playoffs so consistently and just finding his home there, the 3,000 hits, the gold gloves. You're right. I think it took him a while. He got to the major leagues early. And then I think his first all-star appearance, if I'm not mistaken, I think that came when he was about 30 years of age. It's rare that a Hall of Famer's first all-star appearance doesn't come until the middle of his career. So you're right. It was not obvious the entire time, but the number of hits and the elite defense. I remember I talked to Ron Renicki, major league manager and also major league coach, great baseball person. He was actually managing Beltre in San Antonio before he got up to the Dodgers. And he basically said, even at that age, and Renicki has coached and managed a lot of people, there's never been a better player that Renicki has ever seen on the slow roller to first base than Adrian Beltre. That is like high art. That is like watching the ballet on a baseball field. It's watching Beltre do that. And so he had enough of those iconic moments and played on some iconic teams in Texas that I think vaulted him. But you're right. There's zero question about it that the time with the Rangers is what made Beltre a Hall of Famer. And I love the way in which he has stayed so connected to the franchise and remains an ambassador and really an icon in the Metroplex because of what he meant to that team.
Absolutely tremendous. Can't thank you enough, man, especially Extra Step with the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We appreciate it. We're going to play some Beltre this week and enjoy the break while you can.
Sean and RJ, thank you so much. Enjoy the All-Star game and thanks for all the great work that you do there in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you so much. John Morosi. Baseball and NHL Network on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Is Dak Prescott still a top 10 quarterback? The league has spoken. What say you on the fan text? The Red Zone, your football fix is next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.